Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter weather advisory is currently in effect until early this evening. Some snow showers possible today, mostly cloudy with our high nearing 31. Flurries continue early tonight, then staying cloudy with the low around 20. Partly sunny and 32 into Wednesday, then partly cloudy and 17 throughout Wednesday night. Sunny and 36 throughout Thursday, and partly cloudy throughout Thursday night with a low around 19. And sunny Friday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 28 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As the holidays are beginning to wrap up for 2023, individuals slowly begin to travel back home after last weekend being one of the busiest travel holidays of the entire year. As KAK News reports, going into the weekend last week, near 2.6 million individuals used U.S. airports across the country, with airports all over the state of Kansas being especially busy. And TSA says that things are starting to pick up again after the holidays over.
Yeah, it wasn't bad, actually. Last time I came, it was definitely worse than this time. The lines in San Diego surprisingly weren't that bad.
That audio from KAK News as TSA says that cancellations and delays across the nation were the lowest that they have seen in years, with things running relatively smoothly, especially at Dwight D. Eisenhower Airport in the city of Wichita, with only some minor delays. With things picking up again throughout this week and going into the new year, TSA is reminding that if you are flying out again, to make sure to show up 2 hours before your scheduled boarding time, wherever that may be. Kansas Mid-America Network News. No one is immune from scams, and that includes our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. But the VA won't request personal information by phone, email, or text. If an offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. You have the power to protect yourself. For more information, go to aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
The Fox Kansas ICT Local Spotlight is shining a light on the amazing local businesses in Wichita to remind you to shop locally and support businesses like Little Buster Sports Bar and Grill in Derby, Easy Credit Auto Sales, Biker's Edge Power Sports, Empire Tacos of Mulvane, Whiskey Dick's Bar and Grill, the Dam Jam Music Festival, and Wynn Insurance. Wichita really does have it all. So keep your dollars close to home and let's continue to grow together by supporting these ICT local businesses.
It was a cold and slick Christmas for many parts of the state of Kansas as we went through the holiday with Kansas Highway Patrol closing off numerous different roads, especially in western Kansas, due to several slide-offs that happened over the Christmas break. KAK News reports that according to the Kansas Highway Patrol, they say westbound I-70 between milepost 5 were shut down with traffic being diverted to U-24 on Sunday night and Christmas morning due to slide-offs from semis and other vehicles. They say many of the detours and road shutdowns were only temporary as they got things back up and at it, but still have advisories across north and central portions of Kansas with the ongoing snow conditions that we had seen over the past day. In other news, law enforcement in Cowley County say that they have reported finding the body of the missing 69-year-old Janet Spoon, as they say they found her body in a local pond. KAK News reports that Spoon had been missing since Friday last week, December 22nd, after leaving her house. As the Cowley County Sheriff's Office say that they found the body discovered in the pond behind Gottlob Lawn and Landscape. The investigation is still ongoing after an autopsy. Mid-America Network News.
Ho, ho, ho! All the beautiful sounds of the holiday season. The season of friends and family who gather to eat, drink,
and share the Wi-Fi.
That's right. Enjoy uninterrupted connectivity with Blue Valley Technologies worry-free Wi-Fi. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies.
Find out more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, those wishing for a white Christmas across the state of Nebraska did receive it with numerous amounts of snow and blizzard warnings across most of the state for the holiday going into the second portion of the week. As Omaha.com reports that the Omaha, Nebraska area received more than 3 inches of recorded snow in the Gretna area for Monday afternoon, with the Lincoln, Nebraska area receiving between 3 to 4 inches of snow, David City receiving 5 inches of snow, and Columbus, Nebraska saying that they hit a record 8 inches of snow for Christmas. Christmas Day. Near the Kansas border, near Beloit, Kansas, and Grand Island, Nebraska, they say they received just under 2 inches of snow as of 8:30 on Christmas morning, with many highways across the state being iced and snowed over, and many roads being closed due to traffic sliding off the road, including many semis on the highways. According to the National Weather Service, they say the North Platte area in western Nebraska was the first time they had seen a white Christmas since 2017. Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Partnership for Growth Director Jerry Zayas and Community Memorial Healthcare Director Frank Popejoy met with commissioners last week. The hospital sales tax will be expiring in 2024, and CMH will likely be coming back to ask for an extension on the ballot next year. Zayas reported he's working with communities on housing and is working with a Junction City contractor hoping to build 15 houses throughout Marshall County. They're also working on some remodeling initiatives and financing to help vacant houses. He noted Blue Rapids alone has 47 vacant homes. Marshall County Courthouse will be closed Friday to the public for year-end closeout. This includes no motor vehicle or tax payments in person. The courthouse will also be closed Monday, January 1st for New Year's. Nemahal County Commissioners will meet Friday this week, 8 a.m., to review pay vouchers and hold a public hearing for adoption of the 23 budget amendments. They do not plan to meet with department heads unless necessary. Next regularly scheduled meeting is Monday, January 8th. Marysville USD 364 School Board discussed out-of-district student enrollment qualifications at their past meeting and will set an enrollment threshold before April 1st. Area districts are taking action with a new state law going into effect next year, allowing cross-district attendance. The board also discussed capital improvement projects, including Marysville High School auditorium seating, playground surface improvement at the elementary school, press box improvements at the football field, and updating heating and air units at junior-senior high. Use of historic tax credits towards some of the projects of high school as possible. Increased student cell phone use and policies going into next year were considered. Deadline is January 2nd for remaining scholarships in a remote work class offered through the Kansas Remote Online Initiative for remote work professionals and team leader classes next month beginning January 8th. For details, contact Deborah Cole at Kansas State University. Online at dcole@ksu.edu. Washington County residents interested in serving as EMT for Hanover or Washington are reminded Republic County EMS is hosting a class beginning January 8th in Belleville. Classes Monday and Thursdays will run 6 to 10 p.m. January through May. If you'd like more information or to register, partial grant funding may be available. Contact Paris at 785-406-0444 or Carolyn at 785-822-4591. Non-resident hunters who wish to obtain a 2024 Kansas spring turkey permit may submit an application for the all-new lottery draw from January 9th through February 9th. For details, contact the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. National Park Service offers a lifetime pass providing free entrance to national parks for veterans and their families. The interagency military lifetime pass waives entrance fees for the National Park Service and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Veterans and their families have free access to over 2,000 public locations spread across 400 million acres of public lands. Ann Howell, age 92, of Frankfort, passed away December 21st. Massive Christian burial Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Annunciation Catholic Church. Burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery at Frankfort. Vigil service Wednesday evening at 7 at the church, with a visitation Wednesday 10 until 5 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Ann Howell. Valora M. Weeders, age 91, of Lanham, passed away December 22nd. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church, Lanham. Visitation Wednesday from 5 until 7 p.m. with the Gertis Meyer Funeral Home of Fairbury in charge of arrangements for Valora Weeders. Provider County courthouses remain closed today for Christmas. No senior citizens lunches today. Tomorrow is baked fish with a muffin, mac and cheese, broccoli, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News time is 7:14.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter weather advisory is currently in effect until early this evening. Some snow showers are possible throughout the day today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Flurries may continue early tonight, then staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and mid-20s. Partly sunny skies into Wednesday with our highs in the lower to mid-30s and staying partly cloudy over Wednesday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. More sunshine throughout Thursday with our highs in the lower to upper 30s and partly cloudy skies into Thursday night with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. More sunshine on Friday, a bit warmer with our highs in the mid-30s and mid-40s, then cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. Still staying sunny as we head into Saturday with our highs in the mid-30s and mid-40s, then partly cloudy skies into Saturday night with our lows in the mid-teens and mid-20s. Sunshine into Sunday with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Then clear skies into Sunday night with our lows in the mid-teens and mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late December, 40. Record high on this date, 66. The average low, 20, and the record low, minus 6. Sunrise this morning, 7:45. Sunset this evening at 5:10. We had just had an inch of rain Christmas Eve and just over an inch of snow Christmas Day here at the studios in Marysville. And it's 28 degrees, could be some slick spots here and about with the precip over the weekend and temps below freezing. 28 this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 26th of December. KNDY News time is 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ease the burden on your loved ones with pre-planning services offered through Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville and Anders Fifely Funeral Home in Riley. This is Jared Anders, and we can help you in assuring that your wishes will be taken care of, easing the decision process for your family. From service arrangements to special requests, let us take time to meet your exact needs. Find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us at Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville or at Anders Fifely Funeral Home in Riley.
Western National Bank urges everyone to remember the military men and women who are away from home, their family and friends, during the holidays. Please send cards, letters, and care packages to our troops for the holiday season to brighten their days. Merry Christmas from Western National Bank, located in Wymore, member FDIC. Sapp Brothers Petroleum knows being away from family during the holidays is hard, but especially for our U.S. troops. So let's send them cards, letters, and care packages to bring the joy of Christmas to them. From Sapp Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Humboldt, Hanover, and Falls City, supplying fuel, propane, and oil.
A statement by the Ravens. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. A Christmas Day tripleheader to close out week 16 of the NFL. It culminated in last night's tilt between the top seeds in the AFC and NFC. Ravens at the 49ers. Third quarter.
Ravens stretch three receivers to the right. Lamar Jackson fakes the toss to the right. Throws across the middle. Touchdown!
Call on WBAL. Lamar Jackson tossed two touchdowns in the third quarter as Baltimore defeated San Francisco 33-19. Brock Purdy threw a career-high four interceptions in the loss. Earlier, the Eagles looked to end a three-game losing streak, hosting the Giants.
Touchdown, Eagles! Jalen Hurts with his 15th
rushing touchdown of the season. That is an all-time record for quarterbacks.
The call on WIP, Jalen Hurts took it in from a yard out on Philly's first drive. They never looked back, beating New York 33-25. An AFC West rivalry renewed. Chiefs hosting the Raiders. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs would like to forget this one. Second quarter.
Rolls out to his right, tries to find his receiver. Intercepted Jack Jones, and he walks in! Touchdown!
The call on KRLV. Jack Jones returned to Mahomes' pass. 33 yards for a pick six. The Raiders' second defensive score of the quarter. They stunned the Chiefs 20-14. To the NBA, Celtics-Lakers in L.A.
Tatum pushed past White, slot drive, 12-footer, flip shot, no good, offensive rebound. Porzingis rises over everybody and throws it down.
The call on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Kristaps Porzingis led Boston with 28 points, and all five Celtics starters had at least 18 points. Celts beat the Lakers 126-115. New York topped the Bucks 129-122 to end Milwaukee's seven-game winning streak. Nuggets beat the Warriors 121-114. The Mavs drubbed the Suns 128-114. Heat over the Sixers 119-113. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
The desert is about to be swarmed by Jayhawks.
It's tipped in the air and knocked away. KU's got to win it.
It's the Kansas Jayhawks and the UNLV Runnin' Rebels.
Touchdown, Kansas. 80 yards.
It's the Guaranteed Rate Bowl. Live from Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona. Our coverage of the Guaranteed Rate Bowl begins at 6:30 Tuesday, December 26th on your home for Kansas Jayhawk football.
This is Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks. Catch every KU football game on today's country, 95.5 KNDY.
Ring in the new year with a blast at Venue 36 in Marysville's New Year's Eve party. Doors open at 7 p.m. with live music by Susie and the Reckless at 8:30. Cash bar, drink specials, party favors, and a champagne toast at midnight. $15 cover charge and reserve your table on Facebook. Party into the new year with Venue 36 in Marysville.
Good morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Tuesday morning, December 26th, and with that means it's time for the Steckline Report. Good morning, Larry.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Cake Steckline Report. Nice to have you aboard today. A lot of talk about farmland and what it's bringing today, and more importantly, what it might bring in 2024. We've got our special guest, Jim Elliott, with Hayden Outdoors. And Jim, you're in the business of selling farm ground, and because I'm getting mixed signals. Farm ground is selling about like it has been. Doesn't necessarily mean in Kansas, Oklahoma. How you getting along?
Good overall. I think nationwide we're doing good. The prices have not come down quite like some would expect, but maybe fewer transactions. The producers are still hot and heavy, always looking for more, right? But maybe the investor guy may be sitting on the sidelines a little bit, producing lesser transactions, but the prices remain steady.
It remains steady for a farm ground?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I'll be darned. That's interesting because I tell you, how can you justify paying 7% interest on something that returns 2% profit? How do you answer that to these old boys that are wanting to buy or sell?
God bless our farmers, right? And we're thankful for them every day. And if anybody can solve that puzzle, I'll shake their hand and let's talk.
The future of farm ground has got to be good when it comes to value. But it is hard to make a living on it right now, no doubt about that. Quickly, what's farm ground? Well, let's just say average farm ground in Kansas area selling for?
Yeah, I would say anywhere from maybe $2,500 to just over $3,000, generally speaking. Plenty of other factors can play in there to raise it up or down, but that's kind of the bullseye area, I guess.
And you guys looking at that for 2024?
Until something
changes.
Something comes out of left field, that's where we're at.
Hey, if interest rates come down, will that help?
Oh, I would think so.
Yeah. No doubt about that. Thanks, Jim, for being with us. And that's it for this year's Steckline Report.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at kndyradio.com.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Many producers in the swine industry have experienced unfavorable times. K-State swine specialist Mike Tokash recaps hardships that have taken place for people raising pigs this year. He discusses what financially many involved in the pork market have endured in 2023.
We've had a combination of things occurring on the economic front. First and probably foremost is prices have obviously gone up. Inflation has hit the cost of everything, just like it has for all industries, but it particularly hit the swine industry with not only the cost of all of the normal goods that they use, but feed cost is our biggest cost by far. It's roughly 60 to 70% of the cost of production. And so with high soybean meal and corn prices this year, the feed cost for producers was quite high throughout the year. And you couple that with a relatively low market price as compared to where the feed prices were at. So producers have really gone through a year of pretty sustained losses in 2023.
He says how people have worked to change the footprint of the industry.
Yeah, that's a interesting one, and some of the National Pork Board information shows that we use about 75% less land today than what we used, say, when I was a kid, to raise pigs and for the same pig. And then we also have about 25% water that's used, and you put it all together, the carbon footprint that is becoming more popular for some people to measure is down around 10% reduction in carbon footprint for the swine industry, and that is moving down very fast as we've really, people have shifted some of their focus onto it and trying to figure out how to best utilize byproducts and diets that help you lower that carbon footprint even faster.
There are opportunities that Tokash encourages producers to pay attention to hopefully provide stability.
Well, it's a good news, bad news situation, and obviously it's a sobering one for producers in terms of the bottom line that they're facing is obviously the losses this year have not been very pleasing to be in the pork industry on the production side. The good side of it is we always say with the pig industry is whenever you have a dark cloud, there's always a sunshine's coming around the corner, and it looks like in the futures we would expect that we would start return to profitability sometime in mid-2024, and we want producers to make sure they take advantage of pricing opportunities when those arise to make sure they protect themselves on a risk management basis. But then the productivity side has really been one of the strengths of the industry and just how much more productive we are today than we were in the past, and I don't see that slowing down.
That was K-State swine specialist Mike Tokash on what pig producers can do to hopefully have a better year financially in 2024. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Want to raise a more honest child? Be careful with your compliments. All about the connection between praise and cheating on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, December 26th, the 360th day of the year. Rock singer Chris Daughtry has a birthday, and on this day 106 years ago, America's railroads were nationalized to aid the war effort. A recent study on the mindset of young children concludes that praising a child's intelligence may unwittingly be encouraging them to cheat. Kids as young as 3 years old will behave differently when praised for their innate abilities rather than behavior or effort. While it's normal to tell children how smart they are, researchers say it can hinder their motivation to achieve and make them prone to cheating. Instead of praising their intelligence, they suggest complimenting their efforts or behavior. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free e-newsletter anytime at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY and 28 degrees with overcast skies. We had about an inch of rain Christmas Eve, about an inch of snow Christmas Day for a white Christmas, with cooler than average temperatures most all of this week, only in the middle 30s.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It was a devastating loss for the Kansas City Chiefs on Christmas Day after a 20-14 loss at home at Arrowhead Stadium against the Las Vegas Raiders.
Third and goal. Pressure from behind. Somehow got away to the end zone. It is caught for the touchdown, Justin Watson.
That audio from the NFL is that was the final 2 minutes of the game with Kansas City pulling up to their 14 points in the game. They are still lingering at the top of the AFC West with a 9-6 record now. The Las Vegas Raiders are up to the second place spot in that AFC West at 7-8. Kansas City has two more games in the regular season before they wrap up and go into playoff mode. Their next game also at Arrowhead Stadium as the Cincinnati Bengals come to take them on Sunday coming up New Year's Eve with a midday kickoff at 3:25. Their final game of the season is back on the road taking on the Chargers on Sunday, January 7th. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
K-State fans, Big 12 play is almost here. Don't miss the men's basketball team hosts the Big 12 newcomer UCF on Saturday, January 6th in Bramlage. Catch this season's conference opener for just $40 with a general admission ticket. Order now at 1-800-221-CATS or by visiting kstatesports.com today. Go Cats!
The desert is about to be swarmed by Jayhawks.
It's tipped in the air and knocked away. KU's gonna win it.
It's the Kansas Jayhawks and the UNLV Runnin' Rebels.
Touchdown, Kansas! 80 yards!
It's the Guaranteed Rate Bowl, live from Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona. Our coverage of the Guaranteed Rate Bowl begins at 6:30 Tuesday, December 26th on your home for Kansas Jayhawk football.
This is Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks. Catch every KU football game on today's country, 95.5 KNDY.
Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram knows many U.S. soldiers will not be home for the holidays, but are standing guard for America. Please send them a card or email and let them know that they are thought of this Christmas. Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Beatrice, where value meets values. FNIC Group wants to urge everyone to send cards, letters, and care packages to the men and women of the military this year. They sacrifice so much to protect America. Let's send them a little holiday cheer from home. From FNIC Group, formerly Pinner Insurance in Beatrice, our name has changed, but our values haven't.
KNDY.
He could see the sun clouds rolling across the hill. He barely beat the rain in from the field. And between the back door slamming, she heard him say, damn this rain and damn this wasted day. But she'd been waiting for this day for oh so long. She was standing in the kitchen with nothing but her apron on. And in disbelief he stood and he stared a while. When their eyes met, they both began to smile. Somewhere other than the night, she needs to hear I love you. Somewhere other than the night, she needs to know you care. And she wants to know she's needed. And she needs to be held tight somewhere other than the night. Spent the day wrapped up in a blanket on the front porch swing. Come to realize he'd neglected certain things. And there are times she feels alone even by his side. It was the first time she ever saw him cry. Somewhere other than the night, she needs to hear I love you. Somewhere needed, and she needs to be held tight somewhere other than the night. To know she's needed, and she needs to be held tight somewhere other than.
Lights to keep her from seeing you.